Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear youth, welcome to your own station. Hope you're fine and your life is moving smoothly. Well, the demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini is in 14th Khordad.
We can say 4th June.
Yes. Today we have devoted this episode to him, who is the founder of Islamic Revolution and the man who shall never be forgotten from the memory of world's history. With all the great changes that happened in the conscience of the world, there is no doubt that such a leader, such a great man, would be a matter of curiosity for everyone all around the world.
Exactly.
So we want to talk more about him, and also we want the youth all around the world to open their eyes and see the truth behind this man. But I think still there might be some people who are not aware of the truth behind this man. But the propagandas are always working, and they use their power and technologies to hide the truth.
On that note, people, if they don't know about this person, at least everyone in every corner of the world, at least every literate person knows that this was the man behind the Islamic Revolution in Iran. And then if you say that there might be some people who do not know about Imam, might be the actual history or biography about the Imam. Because Imam has been so influential that Western, what our leaders say, what our supreme leaders say, all arrogant powers have come together to start writing one or the way against this figure. So we'll try to figure out, we'll try to tell through our program who Imam has been.
Exactly. And what we're going to say is just like a touch on an ocean. So it's not going to be the whole fact. Such a great man cannot be summarized in only one episode.
Of course.
Now, Zainab, what always attracts me when I go through the biography of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, is what a simple man he was, and at the same time, how knowledgeable he was.
Yes.
And with all his knowledge and honor, he comes to be so simple and so easy with his family, with the people who visited him.
Yes.
It is very interesting, you know. Such a thing is very rare.
I think we should be touching upon the points, what you were touched by and what I was touched by.
Exactly, yes. Well, personally, I would say all parts of him are very interesting.
Exactly.
But what attracts me more is that he was a man of a family.
Wow.
He had such a great relationship with every single member of his family, even the kiddos, you know?
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Such a man with that much of responsibilities. His words shakes the world.
Yeah.
Then such a man talks to children like as if he's a kid, or talks to the youngsters as if he's a young person, knowing all their emotions and their needs, every single thing.
Yeah, you know when Imam was in Beirut and he's writing letter to his
wife. That letter is very interesting.
You just
that
reminded
love
me
letter.
Of that. Yeah, the love letter. You cannot expect love letter coming
exactly
in from Imam
is.
Because the world has depicted Imam as a way like he might be some strict religious scholar who may not be like much.
That was what I told you.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
expect him to be like
this.
Like
the letter starts with, I offer myself as a sacrifice. May I get sacrificed to you for you, my dear. Like during this period that I'm suffering to the separation of dear glory's eyes and my heart's strength. I remember you and your beautiful face. Mm-hmm. That's so romantic.
So romantic. Such a scholar, such a religious scholar. You
no,
don't
because
expect
the West
him.
Has depicted religious personalities as
exactly.
non-romantic.
Yes, yes.
They cannot be romantic at all. Mm-hmm. They are strict. They are tough.
So
but
serious.
But see, Imam is saying, may I get sacrificed for you?
And
I
he
remember
says,
your beautiful face, look, your eyes.
And he actually mentions that in his letter. He says that looking at the shore is not so interesting for me because you're not here.
You're not
with
along
me.
With
yes.
me.
You're not along
with
me.
I'm seeing the landscapes.
I don't
I'm
enjoy
the
it all alone.
I don't enjoy it alone. That's so...
So touching. So
touching.
Romantic.
Exactly.
And so nice.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back to Youth Station. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today we have devoted this episode to the founder of Islamic Revolution and the man who shall never be forgotten from the memory of world's history.
Oh, well, he has always been asking about his children from all these letters that he has been sending to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And since we are like, we touched upon the family life, I remember one of the things that his wife used to say, like when interviewed, she said like, Imam would provide me best of the places in my room to
exactly,
sleep.
Exactly, yes.
And then when he wanted to wake up for the night prayers, he would just
wake
up slowly.
He didn't make any noise.
He didn't make any noise,
yes.
Exactly. And he just didn't...
In order not to make anyone irritable.
He didn't even switch on the lights mm-hmm. to offer the prayers. He just went in. And when he was about to offer, like he was about to go through the evolution, he wanted to make wazoo. What happened was like he used to put sponge.
Exactly, yes.
In order to make
how
less
how sensitive
noise.
He was.
How much caring he has been towards
yes,
his family.
So
like
caring,
he's also taking
sensitive.
Care of Allah. He's also going through the like, you know, he's at the same time taking care of his family. And at the same time, he is going to talk to his Allah.
Exactly.
That's, that,
yes.
that's
and
so
this
touching.
Romantic, caring, sensitive man that we're already talking about has made some great theories in religious topics.
Exactly.
You know,
and
it's
what,
unbelievable.
Yes. And what was more unbelievable was that he writes books when he was just 27.
Books that made so much of changes.
Yeah. What was the best dimension of Imam's life was that he was multidimensional.
Exactly.
No, he didn't just read one book. He didn't just, for example, if you study today, you're studying literature, mm-hmm. Asma. I went through science for some time and then I went came
yes,
to
exactly.
linguistics.
We can but do one thing.
We can do one thing at one time. But you know, Imam is doing, he's doing literature.
He has given everything enough of
he's
time.
He's doing philosophy, he's doing history, he's
yeah,
doing
kalam,
he's doing beliefs, and he is doing so much stuff. He's a
And
multi-
moreover, he has made a revolution all alone with no one to help him.
He went on his back.
Just his people on his side. That's
yeah.
it. He did not have anything on his hand.
But where did you think he got this nerve from?
I guess it's a thing that comes from Allah.
Yes.
The relationship you create with Allah gives you the strength and gives you the ability to be able to do all of those things, all of those great deeds
yeah.
that are going to be eminent in the history.
Yes, I think the upbringing part mm-hmm. also plays a very great role as...
Yes, he was from a family who were already...
Yes, he has been inspired
by his father, of course.
Exactly, who was a fearless person who
yes,
stood
yes.
up against the oppression.
That is an important point, yes.
That's an important point.
His father was also...
If I see my parents standing against oppression,
yeah.
I can never ever in my life accept oppression, mm-hmm. which is which needs efforts, which needs a great efforts.
Of
I mean,
course.
So many parents are scared that our child will get into some trouble tomorrow, so we must not stand like... Why should we
no,
stand against
oppression?
No,
but his family has nurtured him in a way to make
in
him brave
way, yeah.
and so strong.
And his religious, I think, whatever, how much the way he has flourished in the religious dimension, the credit goes to his Imam Khomeini's aunt, the sister of his father,
mm-hmm.
who just pushed him into the studying Quran and everything. Then she guided him, telling him the stories and all.
So she was a driving force for him.
Yeah, in terms of the religious studies, yes.
Yes.
And his mother as well has been...
And you know, Zainab, as an outsider, when you look at his story, it is very much unbelievable. A strange case, because you know what he did in the history was not a simple thing.
One of the most important things that I would like to tell the mothers of today is that
mm-hmm.
when gone through the history, when gone through the interviews, when gone through everything, we have got to know such leaders have not come into existence mm-hmm. without like making efforts. His mother has never breastfed him without wuzu.
Exact evolution, yeah.
Without evolution. So this
so from
has
such
effect.
A mother comes such a boy.
Exactly. So it's not like the boy has made efforts throughout
his
life.
We always say that Rome has not been built over one night.
Yes.
So
yes,
it takes a lot of effort.
It's so hard.
I mean,
I try to do that for myself. It's so hard that your baby needs to be fed after
Besides
every 20 minutes.
Besides all your responsibilities, you have to take care of this evolution
yes.
every time you're going to feed your child.
You're going to feed your... When you have a baby, you have to feed your baby after every 20 minutes.
Yes.
And it's not really an easy job to go and mm-hmm. offer, like, you know, to go for evolution after every 20 minutes
so
and
he
to feed your
had
baby.
A very great family.
Yes.
In the case that they were so religious, and at the same time they had a connection to God, and
yes.
these religious studies were important for them.
He lost his father at a very young age. Mm-hmm. I guess he was 5 months
and
old.
And I was going to mention that.
Yes.
Also himself had worked on himself a lot. He has done so much of effort, so much of, you know, the process of growing takes a lot from you. It's not an easy process.
Yes.
You have to go through too much.
Yes.
Of I don't know, soul searching stories and...
So many things, Asma.
So many things.
For example, we had the seminary studies this term online because of the COVID stuff. But I told him I cannot do it. I really cannot do it. I'm sorry. I want some holiday because... I was inspired by Imam in this case. He was supposed to go to Isfahan mm-hmm. to do the seminary studies, but he prefers to go to Iraq, which was in that time one of the best
seminary
in Iran.
Schools, yes.
So he's not lagging behind. I getting inspired by Imam, contacted. I just mailed my faculty and
I told them
that I cannot do this stuff online. I need to be in class.
Mm-hmm.
I want to learn from the boards. I want to learn from the teacher in front of my eyes. I want to learn each and everything in a very detailed manner, not in like, you know, just...
Exactly. Not just something you do it and it finishes and that's
yes.
it. No, you have to go through the depth and core of every single thing you do.
Because this leader has been going through like that.
Exactly. So as you mentioned, he has got many dimensions to his character. Also, another thing which was interesting for me, we said that he was sensitive, he was so caring, a family man, and also he was a religious scholar, and at the same time he cared about different parts of society. I mean, he talked to youth, he addresses them a lot, he actually says these are the soldiers that are going to come in future, these are my power. And also, he has this very interesting meeting with the athletes. He's also interested in his sport.
Wow.
And he says that I like that as well.
I think he's interested in each and every dimension of
exactly.
life.
And he has something to say in each part.
So I tell my audience again that he has not been a strict, tough, religious mm-hmm. man. He has been a man of family.
Exactly.
He has been a mystic
yes,
when
yes.
it comes
everything
to religion.
Everything at the same time.
So everything at the same time.
Zainab, we're running out of time and the story is still at the very beginning, but we have to cut it right here. For more information for the audience who want to know more about Imam Khomeini, I would recommend you to go and check some other stuffs and books online to get to know more about him. So thank you for listening.
Yes, and in case you want to go back and listen again to this session, you can go to our official website, parstoday.com, Call of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
and you'll find an archive of all the programs broadcasting from
exactly
IRIB English Radio.
Specifically Youth Station.
Yes.
So go and check there. Thank you for listening.
Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.